The Burt Show.
Casey James is going to be working his way over here in just like a couple of minutes. So let's all calm down. Let's think of a game plan here.
Nerves.
Are you prepared, Wendy?
I think I'm prepared. I'm just a little nervous because they've already walked in, so we've seen them walk in and walked past, and I was just nervous on that part.
Melissa already, yes. They attempted to do a little mini Casey James stalking.
Yeah, let me explain where Wendy's mind is right now, because we're at the Nokia Theater, but we're kind of in the basement area, and we're at a table, and we're near, you know, a room where they have breakfast and a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
So when they had the idlers come in, including Casey James, they led them to the food so that they could have breakfast before they started the interviews, mm-hmm. and so that's where we're waiting on him to finish his breakfast. So as he was going in there, I said, I need a water, and Wendy, come with me. So Wendy and I went. I got behind him in line.
Behind Casey.
In the buffet. I could breathe Casey's aura at the buffet line, and Wendy scooted off and went over to get drinks in another area.
Wendy.
Well, I was trying to make myself visual for Casey, so I went over to get a water instead of stand behind him and eat food.
You should be trying to make yourself. You're trying to make yourself touchable.
No, I would have thrown.
As I was touching his butt, you were over there trying to get a visual.
That's good. That was a good idea.
I was like, dang, Melissa, you did.
I got his butt. No, I'm just kidding. Wendy just gave me.
I couldn't even be near food. I'm too nervous.
What else?
I would ask him for a date if he's coming to Atlanta. Do stupid things like that. Just play it cool.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
Ooh, we'll see you. We'll see how it goes. Because I couldn't even do it in the buffet line.
All right, we're literally like 15 seconds away from him. So the rest of us are leaving the table.
Godspeed.
Okay, bye, Wendy.
You're going in, Wendy. Good luck.
Casey, what's going on? I'm Wendy from Atlanta. How's it going?
It's going good. Good to meet you.
Good. All right. Well, this whole thing sort of started with your mom convincing you to audition. I'm kind of curious on what your mom said to you to make you go and audition with 20,000 other people.
Well, let me do this.
No, put that back in. We can make out later, but just go. I mean, you're going to need that.
Yeah, I'm going to save this for later then.
Okay.
No, it was just... I've been doing the same thing for so long, you know, playing every night and not really getting anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom said, why don't you just take the chance?
And that's it.
I was like, yeah, I mean, it got to the point where they were starting to let people use instruments and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know any of this, you know, thinking that the show was just the type of thing that I wouldn't do well at.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'll let you borrow my truck. And she had just bought a brand new truck. So I was like, you know what? I'll drive up there and do it.
Did you ever think you would make it to the final three?
No. I didn't think I'd make it past the stadium.
Really?
Yeah, I just kind of went. I think maybe that's possibly why I made it past the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just went in there and was like, you know, I don't think I was going for anything. I was just going to sing. And that was actually when I made up my mindset for the entire competition.
Mm-hmm.
The entire show was set the day before I even auditioned the very first time.
Oh, yeah?
Because I had made up my mind. I said to myself, like, I'm going to do this and be myself 100%, or I'm not going to make it, so...
Well, then I want to know what the toughest week was for you, because you're this classic rock type country artist, very Stevie Ray Vaughan, very Jimi Hendrix type. So what was the toughest week? Because you had like Frank Sinatra and all these movie themes going on.
That would have been the toughest. The toughest. The movie themes was not bad at all, because you can pick, you know, I mean, it's just like soundtracks and stuff. But the Frank Sinatra was the toughest for me, because never in my life have I ever like... sang without playing guitar. Not on a live setting in front of people and things like that. Like growing up, singing with my mom and stuff, but never like that. So that was definitely the toughest for me.
So then, when you ever do an album, is there ever going to be a song where you just put down the guitar and it's just you, solid raw, like raw?
Yeah, I mean, possibly. It just depends on the situation. I'm not opposed to it. I always do what the music calls for, and there's many times where I don't. That, you know, like in a song, I'll just be holding the guitar and I'll play a lead later down the line. But I would never just set it down just for the sake of setting it down. Yeah. You know.
And you're a Texas boy. I'm a Texas girl. So I know being away from Texas. Texas is pretty tough. What do you miss most about being at home?
There's nothing that I don't miss. I miss everything. I miss the air. I miss the people. I miss the accents. I miss my dogs. I miss my friends and family. I miss my old gigs. I miss the comfort of my home.
Do you miss the food?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you two-step?
Yeah.
We got to go two-step and then.
I can waltz better than I can two-step now.
You can waltz. Mm-hmm. So can you do any other dances?
Yeah, but, you know, not well.
Would you say you have dance rhythm?
Yeah, I've got the rhythm. I just don't have the moves.
You just don't have the moves
yet.
We could work on that just a little bit.
Okay.
So are you excited about the tour coming up?
I am. That's like, that is going to be essentially the beginning of everything for me, you know, because you get to, then you get to see the people that want to come see you in a live setting, not necessarily just watch you on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And even though that's a huge honor, it's even a bigger honor when they come to see you and they want to follow you as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the big question, the ladies would be really disappointed if I didn't ask, are you single?
Yes, I am.
Very single.
Yeah.
So you're available.
Yes.
So we got to grab a drink when you're in Atlanta.
Yeah, let's go.
Would you be down?
Absolutely.
We definitely need to
do it. I don't drink, but I'll go.
We can have some water.
Perfect.
And lemonade.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be a good night.
Lemonade sounds actually really good right now.
Well, Casey, I appreciate you talking with us today. I can't wait to see you on tour in August, and we definitely need to grab that bottle of water.
Yeah, sounds good.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Done. Great job.
Good job.
Good job, Wendell.
Nervous.
Getting your flirt on.
And you got kind of a, you know, we said that the pinnacle of this conversation would be for him to agree to some kind of date or whatever, and you got that from him.
At the end. And then I tried to throw in, like, some ties here and there. Like I said, Stevie Ray Vaughan in one of the questions.
Yes.
And then I obviously tied back into Texas. But, yeah, he's going to be in Atlanta. So you said.
Did it throw you off that he doesn't drink?
It did throw you off.
For a second, then I was like, okay, we'll grab that bottled water.
Yeah, that would have thrown me a little bit, too, because you think that that's just kind of what you say.
Right.
But, like, him, like, I don't drink. I wondered, is that an American Idol required thing to say?
Mm-hmm.
Or
maybe.
Is that more like he's just, like, really against it? I don't know.
I just wondered
if that would throw you.
I think if he has publicly stated that he's not a drinker or something like that, because why else would you correct it? Because a drink, you could let that go. Without it being a big deal, and then when you go out,
right.
You just get a, you know.
I would make a statement saying, "Well, I don't drink."
Yeah,
I think we know Michael Johns doesn't really subscribe to that.
No,
maybe he hasn't.
He says it, but he says I don't drink water.
I agree. Yeah.
But he's not under the American Idol thumb anymore.
Right.
It's true,
you know. So I wonder if that was more of a Fox thing, or you know, because he's on the show thing. This is like wholesome American entertainment.
Woo-hoo. I applaud you, man. You went for it.
Yeah,
you did. I mean, you definitely put out the flirt vibe.
I was nervous the entire time. I don't know. He's just good looking in person. So when you're sitting there staring at him and he's right next to you, because he was sitting like right next to me.
Mm-hmm. Is he good looking in person to you?
Yeah, he was really good looking, I thought. But
what was going on with that hair?
Jen's like,
What was going on with the hair, though?
His hair was a little matted. But
it was a little matted.
Was he trying to do a dready kind of thing?
Well, you know how all the idols didn't know that they were coming to do interviews today? Maybe he just kind of rolled out of bed, thought he was going to do something else rather than sit in front of a whole bunch of strangers.
Didn't have time to put his Juvexin in today. It's really too bad.
Well, the door is open for his visit to Atlanta.
That's right.
I know.
And that's you really couldn't ask for more than that.
Mm-hmm. It's August the 1st, so hopefully we'll grab that bottle of water that we were talking about.
Sparkling water, honey.
You need to bring him some real country lemonade or something.
Like sweet tea.
You can specially bring it to him, like some lemonade, some sweet tea, some barbecue or something.
Yeah.
But you need to special deliver that backstage in Atlanta.
Yeah, I think our job somehow, some way, is to get you just into the same room with them again. And not force the issue and just see if he, you know, sort of takes the Wendy bait.
Did you like his mojo, or did he seem too shy for you?
He seemed really shy because I thought he would be more straightforward or just longer answers or have more to add, but he's just a shy dude.
He definitely seemed shy, but you don't typically go for the shy guy.
No, I like the more aggressive guy because I'm normally a shy, reserved person.
Once they met in person, I was thinking, I wonder if she's as into him now because of that whole shy vibe kind of holding back thing.
Well, and it was his first interview of the morning. So he came by and then that was it. I had to set the precedent for everybody else. So I had a big responsibility. So.
No jokes, Jeff. No jokes. Too early.
You did a great job. Did a good job.
Yes. Good job.
Good job, Wendy.
Yeah, well done.
That ain't easy. Good morning, Lisa. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, Wendy, you did a really good job, first of all, I want to say.
Thank you.
But I want to let you guys know, I read something about him somewhere online. He has gotten at least one DUI, I think, in the past.
Yeah, someone sent me that this morning.
Now we get it.
Gotcha.
So it's not that he doesn't want to drink. He's not allowed.
He's got one of those Lindsay Lohan scram things happening.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the info, Lisa.
Sure. Bye-bye.
And Kaysen, you are on The Burt Show. Good morning.
Lindsay, you did so great.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. I think it was perfect. I don't think it was too much. I think it was normal. It didn't sound awkward or anything. You did so well.
Oh, Kaysen, thank you so much. No, I was a nervous wreck, so thank you.
You couldn't tell.
All right, good.
Now, the results will be when he comes through Atlanta.
Right.
We will get them in the same room together. And I think at that point, you just see if he approaches you.
Okay.
If you're there and he's there,
mm-hmm.
I think the true result would be if he comes over to her and says, hey, I think I remember you from L.A.
Uh-huh.
Then I think you're in.
But at least the tough part's over. The first
groundwork has been
conversation is done.
Yes.
Yes.
The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
The Burt Show.
We are here for American Idol this week. Let's just give you kind of let's run a couple of things here. First, let's give you a snapshot of what it's like hanging out with the American Idolists and specifically their publicists.
Right.
You get a couple of different breeds of publicists in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Right, Jen?
You've heard Jen talk about. And, you know, for the most part, they're pretty cool.
I would say that, 99% of them are really cool, especially the people who are here with Fox who are taking good care of us. They're awesome.
Then there are the others.
There are a few others.
The others that take this entirely too seriously, man. Which I guess is, if you're the celebrity, is a really great thing. Because you need somebody to be the
bad cop.
Yeah, bad cop.
Because and tell me if I'm wrong, but I often wonder if the PR person is the bad cop. And they know they're the bad cop because the celebrity has told them they have to be. Mm-hmm. Because as a celebrity, you can't be rude to anybody. You can't get up and walk away. You can't. Say, you know, you can't do anything without ruining your image, you know?
Well, and in some cases, the celebrity is so big, I can understand how they're pushed and pulled in so many different directions that you do need that buffer between the celebrity and the fans because somebody has to be the fall guy.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the PR person. But there's, I think, a nice way to handle it and kind of a rude way to handle it. We've seen both.
Yeah, you definitely see both. And I think handled nicely, they can get some of the same results as when they handle things rudely.
And I think it's an age thing. From what Jen's told me about a couple of publicists, I think it's an age thing. I think the younger you are, the more rude you are.
You think so?
I think it's like a power thing because you're just coming up into this. You don't really know what to expect. Everybody's obviously older than you. You've been in the business longer, so you just don't know about it.
And I think you have something to prove. Yeah, like they've got something to prove. Yeah. So they're like more rude to get
maybe
their point across when they're younger.
Jeff and I were talking about this yesterday. Like we were joking, but maybe the truth is that when we see the nice publicists, the young, nice ones, Jeff and I were joking that we won't see them again next year. But the ones that are like really sort of aggressive and telling us that we only have 90 seconds and then they're moving on to the next one, those are probably the people that we have to deal with for the next 15 years.
That's funny. That's really funny.
So you got the publicist angle of this whole thing, and then engineer Frankie here and Wendy and I went to American Idol Fox party last night. They stayed longer than I did.
Yeah, it was a fun party up at this place called Elevate in this hotel. So it's on the 21st floor, so you could see all of Los Angeles and Hollywood. So gorgeous. gorgeous view. And the party was a lot of fun. There was a couple of past Idol contestants from season 8 and season 7. Bo Bice and Taylor Hicks were out there.
Taylor Hicks.
Taylor shaved his head a little bit.
Yeah. Shaved his head.
It's real short.
It's real buzzed. Uh-huh.
Huh. Yeah. I didn't even recognize him.
Taylor has not been back to a lot of Idol season finales. No. I mean, none that I've seen or heard of, and so I'm surprised that he's back this season.
And I wonder why. I wonder if it's a black eye to American Idol, or Taylor just didn't want, like, he just wanted to separate himself.
But somebody pointed out to us last year, wasn't it, that in the montage before Idol, you know how they have, like, sort of the sketch drawings in that graphic montage before it starts, and it's like Kelly Clarkson, and then you can see Carrie Underwood, mm-hmm. but that they always left out Taylor Hicks.
That's weird.
Even though he won it.
Oh, that sucks.
But he was left out for a long time.
Why y'all think that?
I don't know. I mean, when he won, wasn't he kind of the one that was sort of like rejecting American Idol, saying stuff in interviews like he could have gone this far without them, and he kind of dissed the franchise a little bit. I don't think they loved that.
He's supposed to be here with us today, so
we got to ask
him.
We
got to ask him some of these questions. Yeah, we'll do it in a nice way. But yeah, like the answers to that. Mm-hmm. Jason Castro was there last
Jason
night.
Jason Castro, and then
he's a married dude now.
I think he did get married like last year, or he's
really
engaged, or something happened last year. So he's with one woman. So he was there last night, and then David Archuleta came out and performed.
Archie.
He's so cute. He's just the same little singer as he was on American Idol, just so bubbly and fun and innocent. You just kind of want to give him a little hug and tell him everything's going to be okay.
Put him in your pocket.
I know.
What did he sing last night?
He sang a couple of his songs, and he did some covers. He did Train's Hey Soul Sister, which was really good. He's really talented, but haven't heard him since that one single he had, but he's putting out another one this year. So he hung out a little bit, took pictures with everybody. So
he's good to his fans.
He was so sweet last night.
He does take good care of his fans.
Who was the hottie horse chick that was there?
Oh, Chrissy Lee Cook, who I know, Katie Jo.
I mean that she likes horses, not that she looks
like one. No. She just, that's like her hobby.
Yeah, Katie Jo's crush.
Oh, that's funny.
She's very pretty.
Katie Jo's crush from last two seasons ago? Or
she was last season. And then Brooke White from season 7. She was the one who did Let It Be and stopped on the piano and had to restart on American Idol. She was hanging out last night. But the facility was just beautiful.
It was gorgeous
with couches, and they had great food. They had sushi, a whole like awesome food spread last night.
I'll tell you
really
the most interesting dude that we met last night was not an American Idol contestant. The most interesting guy we met last night was like a 23-year-old kid that has been going from town to town to town to town, 30 different cities.
Okay.
He gets up in the morning and he decides what city he wants to go to. He goes on Craigslist, lands himself a job, and then goes to that city and works for as long as he wants. And then when he's done, he goes to Craigslist, finds himself another job, and then goes to that city. He's from Atlanta.
He's from Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
And he's doing this with his brother. So we got to meet his brother.
Yeah.
And they have a new travel website that they're doing out of Costa Rica. So they're like booking travel, and they're just all about moving different
parties. How was he connected to the whole thing?
He
got a job.
AT&T. He got a job on Craigslist, and he got a job with AT&T. And he was promoting a Samsung phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was going around the party doing that.
Taking pictures.
When he's done with this, then he'll decide what city he wants to go to. He goes on Craigslist and he gets himself another job. And he's done it, he said, 30, 35 different cities.
Oh, that's great.
Good for him. Yeah. At 23 years old, that's awesome.
That's the time to do it right there.
That's perfect.
I told him I need to write a book.
At 33, not cool.
No.
At 23, very cool.
Very cool.
At 40, pathetic.
The Burt Show. Q100, The Burt Show, live from the Nokia Theater, American Idol finale week. And we've been telling you guys a lot that this week they're bringing in a whole bunch of former American Idol contestants and current contestants also and stuff like that. But what Fox will do from time to time also is they will bring in some stars from current Fox
shows. Mm-hmm.
And Brendan Hines is probably not a name you know yet, but Jen thinks this guy's going to be a big old star.
Yeah.
And she was getting her vibe on. She was getting
Yes, she was.
I don't care, dude.
Jen loves Brendan.
I was not. I didn't tell him that, but I do think that he's going to be a big star. I mean, I think he's an incredible actor. He's on the show Lie to Me. He's on the cast with Tim Roth. I think he does a great job on the show, and I think he's just one of those guys that's got the swagger. He's got the ability to be like the next Bradley Cooper or the next like Jake Gyllenhaal. I think like in a couple of years, I think he's going to be go from this really cool television show to being a big time movie star. So I wanted us to make sure we, like, I was like, guys, let's pay attention. Like, this guy's going to be a big deal.
And
you could tell there was something different. Like, she was vibing on him. She was giving him that thing.
I was?
You were giving him
I didn't even realize that. They were doing anything.
As soon as he left, I called you out on it.
And Bert actually pointed it out as he was walking over.
Because
he's like,
twinkle.
Who's that guy? And I'm like, somebody Jen knows. He goes, I know Jen knows him.
Yeah, you were giving him the thing, man.
I was
you were
not.
Totally thinking
I'm trying to figure out what Bert's doing off the thing. Like, I wish you could see what it is. Like a cat claw.
Like a claw. I wasn't obvious about anything, was I?
I mean, we've worked with each other for so long. I know what the thing is because I've
seen
the thing.
Yeah. Really?
Because Bert thinks you used to give it to him.
I just want to... well, you know, I've been lucky enough to come to these Fox Junkets for a little while now, and I think it was about a year and a half ago, I got to meet Corey Monteith, the guy who's the star of Glee, who's a huge star a year and a half later, hanging out with Taylor Swift, like rumored to be dating her or whatever, and when he came over to the table to sit down, he was on this new little soon-to-be-launched show that nobody had ever heard of called Glee, and I think even though everybody's heard of Lie to Me, I think that Brendan Hines is like that next actor that in a couple of years is going to be a really huge deal. And so, now I have my picture with him.
Did it get really, when the Glee guy came around, did it get really, really cold in here? The way it got really cold in here with that Brendan guy, beep, popped out.
Oh my God, Jeff.
So we're going to play you just
a
couple
I don't want to think about your nips, okay?
We're only going to play a couple of minutes of the interview because at one point he was really, really funny about a local guy in Atlanta.
His best friend is part of the cast of Vampire Diaries, who Wendy hangs out with from time to time because they film in Atlanta. So he gave it up on what we could say to this guy if we ever run into him in a bar to earn free drinks for life.
And this guy's name here is Brendan Hines, and he's on Lie to Me.
My friend was just in Atlanta shooting the vampire.
Yes. What's your friend's name?
David Anders.
He's on the Vampire Diaries?
Wendy knows all the Vampire Diary guys.
I don't know all of them.
What's his name?
David Anders.
Is he a good-looking single man?
He's good-looking. He's not single.
Oh. Wendy doesn't pay attention to him.
I think he came on the last five or six episodes. He's like a vampire.
He plays
hunter.
Like the uncle, right?
There we go.
Yep.
He does know.
He's been out in Atlanta a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see him getting a drink on?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Over at some bars.
That's my drinking buddy, and I outsourced him to Atlanta for a while. But now we've got him back, and I've got my pool game back in shape.
Thanks for lending him to us for a little bit.
No problem.
Give Wendy some information on your friend about your buddy David, so next time she sees him out in a bar in Atlanta, something that she could approach him with that'll totally catch him off guard and completely freak him out.
Do you want it to be? You want it to relate some way to the show, or do you just
it
want
doesn't
to,
matter?
Okay, good. Yeah. I don't know. Just go up to him and say. In fact, I'll just put this out there for the entire Atlanta metro area. Anybody sees David Anders in a bar, you just go up to him and you call him Chum Lord.
Chum Lord. Do I want to know where he got that nickname from?
Ask him.
So just slide up next to him at the bar and go, hey, can I get you a shot there, Chum Lord?
Yes.
Okay.
And he will buy you a shot.
Chum Lord.
So I'm putting that out there right now. Atlanta. David Anders. Just sidle up next to him at the bar. Say, hey, Chum Lord, how's it going? And you are going to get drunk for free.
That worked out
very well. It's good talking. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, The Bert Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
The Burt Show.
This is The Burt Show. It's Q100 and The Burt Show live from the Nokia Theater on the morning of the evening of the winner of American Idol.
Wow.
Could you take...
We're almost at
yeah, I am so... Get me out. I'm so sick of these people.
We have had no sleep.
Could you have taken a longer road to the end of that?
I mean, we've all sort of been debating who we think is going to be crowned champ tonight, but
yes.
According to Melissa's family, this is done. This is done, and it has been written in the stars.
That's right. Millie Pete. My mother, Millie Pete, actually, today is her birthday. Today is her 81st birthday, so happy birthday, Millie Pete.
Happy birthday.
But she had actually
said... Did you get her a stripper cop?
Actual fireman. Anyways.
Well, I was just going to say, careful. Didn't she have a heart procedure?
Well, she's got a better heart now. She can take a lot more.
You don't need him whipping out his hose and her getting
okay,
all
this
flutter.
Is Millie Pete.
This is her mother.
This is my mother.
Stop it.
Shh. Okay. Anyway, so she loves American Idol. I had twit-picked a while back, and I'll have to do that again. She makes a chart of American Idol every year, and every week she has her chart in front of her. So last night, she had that chart ready to go.
What is on this chart?
She takes notes on how people did, really? And then it crosses them off when they had been voted off. And she is 81 today, and my aunt, her sister, is 89. And they're on the phone together with their charts, charting American Idol. Okay, so this is serious business to these senior citizens.
No more joking.
No more joking. So this is an email she happened to, because she knew I was coming out here. She sent this to me and my aunt about a week ago, and this is her predictions. And all it said was Millie Pete's predictions in the subject line.
Okay, so this was even before we saw what we saw last night.
This is before last night. So I have not received another email on whether or not her opinion has changed, but here we go. Quote, I have been watching American Idol for months, since February 24th, I believe. I went through all the ridiculous to get here. As she put ridiculous in quotes.
That's an old person way to use ridiculous,
yes,
too, right?
Ridiculous to get here.
Category of something is just that's just ridiculous.
It's just ridiculous.
That's how she would describe our show if she listened to it.
Yeah.
I think she has. Okay. And she goes on to say, I think Crystal and Lee both have things America will vote against, like Crystal's dreadlocks and gaps in her teeth.
Wow.
An 81-year-old. She's going to tell
she
like
can,
it is.
She can say what she wants.
That's right. And she can't walk on heels.
That's true.
Okay. Lee sings great, but has puffy hair in the back.
What?
And wait till this next line that Katie and I just screamed at. And a low crotch.
Low crotch.
Or wears his pants low, just to let me know what she's talking about. She said America at large does not like that. And then in the end, she says, though, I believe Lee will win. So Lee is her
really?
Choice to win.
Yes. Her prediction.
Okay, so despite the puffy hair in the back and a low crotch,
yes,
he can still pull out the victory over the woman who's got bad
gappy teeth
yeah. and can't walk on heels.
She does
and can't walk dreadlocks. On heels with her dreadlocks.
Okay.
He does
and
have
that is
teeth.
Really true. I mean, they made her walk down those stairs in heels too for her performance, and that was so clunky.
I was so nervous, and you can tell that Crystal was nervous.
She was looking
too.
Down every step. Yeah,
yes.
She walks like an 81-year-old woman in heels.
She walks like she's had hip replacement.
Yes, she does. Like kind of like that waddle, you know?
Yes,
clunk. Like she never learned to walk in heels. So don't put her in heels. Why is she in heels on the show?
And going downstairs.
And going downstairs is like torture. They didn't want her to win. They wanted her to fall down.
I guess.
They?
Well, the thing is, after watching it last night, I feel like Crystal's the better singer, but Millie Pete's choice is Lee, so we'll see who wins.
Okay, I'm going to have to go against Millie Pete on this one.
You think? Well, I think Crystal's definitely the better singer, but I feel like from the posters that we saw in the audience that Lee has more young teenage fans, and they're the ones who vote.
We'll see. We'll know in a couple hours here.
Right.
And keep in mind, too, that this was written before last night's performance.
Correct.
Right. So he may have fixed his crotch or puffy hair.
I got to say, Mom, I didn't look at his crotch, so I don't know.
Crystal couldn't fix her teeth.
Well, I did. And I have to agree with Millie Pete. He wears his pants too low. And America at large
does not like that.
I love it.
All right, we will be coming back to Atlanta, all of us various at different times. But our engineer here, Frankie, he is hanging out, and he is going to the Grand Canyon.
Yes,
yes sir.
Dude is going to the Grand Canyon.
How cool
What's
are
up,
you?
Frankie? Frankie's been kicking ass for us all week, so we're sad that this is the last time we're going to see him.
We'll
miss you.
Yeah, no, it's something very exciting for me because I've only flown over the Grand Canyon. I've never been actually to the Grand Canyon. So a friend of mine and I, we're going down and we're going to hike down it.
Hike the Grand Canyon.
We're going to go. It's 4 hours apparently.
I didn't know you were a hiker.
You know, I've played soccer my whole life. I'm pretty athletic, so I think I can.
Agreed.
I think I can handle it.
Nice call in front of Bert. Good job.
Never had a knee injury. Huh?
Good, a lot about the sport. But
I had
okay.
an ankle injury, not my knees. Not
so
yet.
So you're going down 4 hours.
Yeah.
Then you hang out down there overnight, or do you immediately turn around and come back up?
Well, I think we're gonna have to turn around. We'll probably wait an hour, take some pictures or something like that, and then come back up.
An eight-hour hike. You know how hard that's gonna be to come back up.
Yeah, it's gonna be really hard. And so then I thought that. Oh wait a minute, they have mules, and then Jeff smashed my dreams.
Okay, well I got
as he always does with everybody.
We need to paint a kind of a picture of what Frankie looks like here.
Frankie and I are similarly built.
Okay.
I don't play soccer though, really, do anything that involves a lot of quick side to side movement, or even really forward to backward movement. Now that I think about it, I mean, I think probably the fastest thing I do every day is shower. You know? So Frankie may be a little more physically fit than me, but I would say size wise we might be similar, right? You know, so.
Frank is offended.
Frank is so offended. He's like, what?
I'm not offended. Go on.
Liar.
But I think, you know, if we were in elementary school, they would call us the Husky kids, right?
Probably.
You
know? Yeah.
Okay.
We'd be at the Husky table.
We'd have more pants than Bert that would involve elastic.
We got an extra dollar for lunch money.
Yes, exactly. Very much. We were the kids who traded the apples for the Oreos. Yeah. Dude, Mom gave me 3 apples. Just give me 1 double stuff. You know what? You eat the double stuff and breathe on me.
So Frankie has this vision of going to the Grand Canyon and taking a mule down.
Yeah.
You know? Well,
yeah.
At least halfway.
Well, that
was my plan B. Just in case, if we go down, maybe, you know, backup's a little harder.
Have you done a lot of research on this?
No, but...
Okay.
But Jeff
filled him in on something.
Yeah. Well, because I've been there, and I remember we saw one of these mule tours and where you do the Grand Canyon thing, and I don't know why we were going to be in Arizona, but Jessica says, let's take a detour to the Grand Canyon, and we'll do one of these tours, you know, and you stay in a cabin or something, and then while you're in the cabin, you... wake up early in the morning, hop on the mule, take a little tour, have lunch. I'm like, that's cool. So she sends me the website to see if I'd be interested in it. And luckily, I read the fine print. And, I mean, it's a mule. Like, it carries stuff, right?
That's what I thought.
Well, it's got a weight limit.
Yeah, everybody has a payload.
Yep.
Limit, you know?
So...
And this is where my dreams got smashed.
Yeah, because there's something that's pretty humbling about going to your wife and letting her know that you can't do the mule tour you wanted to do.
How do you? What do you say? We're not eligible. What did you say?
She would have been fine, but you know, it's
your family. So.
I think you just have to explain in a situation like that for the health and wellness of the mule. Because they have to carry other people. So I can't remember what it was, but it was like it was like 200 pounds or something, or it's like 225. I don't remember what the amount was, but it was not close enough that I thought, you know what, I'll just stay away from the pasta for a couple weeks. I mean, it was far and away.
You exceeded.
Like that mule would have gone out, bang, like cartoon, like all four legs. And so I had to go to, I had to email Jessica back, and the first email was, I'm not into the mule tour, thank you.
You didn't tell her why. You just said, I've been thinking about it.
I got a weird,
it's
like...
It's not my thing, and it's not the mule's thing.
I'm allergic to mules.
Well, I think her original...
Mule dander.
Because then her follow-up question is, how do you know? And I'm like, well, you know, we had to get rid of a mule when I was born. So I got mule asthma. So I think she originally thought it was a horse thing.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, right. She rides horses, and I always get, like, real nervous because I'm afraid I'm going to be the guy that on YouTube that gets kicked right in the nards by the horse. So I think she thought it was, like, that type of situation. So then she wrote back and said, mules are totally different. They're like donkeys, are low and small, and they're not going to hurt you, and they're really cute. And I'm like, well, if you please read the information on page 2, you will see on account of the fact that I'm the one who goes to Thanksgiving dinner 3 times.
Frankie.
On account of that situation and on account of the fact that the jogging I had been interested in partaking in, of which was in like 1999, never happened. on account of that, the mule is not eligible to carry me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, I'm not unable to get on the mule. The mule just doesn't qualify for me.
It's not a me thing. Yeah. It's a mule thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, which is way better than finding out, like, when you get there.
Putting the credit card down. And
or, yeah, it. Like, you're down at the very bottom, and you want to go back up, and the dude has to tell you, sorry, bro, you can't. My mule is strong, but it's not that strong.
And you're, like, wearing jeans or something, because you went down on a mule. Then you got to hike back up and jeans.
Hey, Jen, at the risk of insulting Frankie again by comparing our statures, but when he or I are at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, we're not worried about the pants we're wearing. We're worried about moving a 200-plus-pound payload to the top of the Grand Canyon using our own knees.
And you're doing it in one day, dude.
And then I got to catch a flight at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I think you're probably
going
to have an attitude change. When you get to the bottom, I think someone's going to say, let's just live off the land for a couple of days.
Wow. Where does this river take us? That's great.
What about one of those fancy helicopter tours? Does that suit you a little better?
My plans are going to change a couple of times before I get here. I have a 7-hour drive to think about this.
Yeah.
Right. Well, good luck, my friend.
Good luck. Yeah, when you swing through the drive-thru, I would stay away from it. Because if you can save a couple pounds, they might have stronger mules. This is a few years ago.
Get it? The Bird Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
You're on The Bird Show.
We are going American Idol vintage here in just a second. The Bird Show Q100 live from the Nokia Theater for American Idol Finale Week. But what I mean by vintage is we're going to go back to season number one. This was a coup. We didn't realize how much of a coup it was back then.
It was just cool because it was a hot show on TV and we had two of the stars joining The Bird Show.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool.
I mean, when you have Paula Abdul, it's impossible now to get Paula Abdul and Simon on the phone at the same time in an interview. Couldn't happen.
No.
But back then, we were double booking accidentally.
Yes.
So we had Paula on one phone, and then this dude from England, that new judge, the English guy, the guy with the accent.
You know, the mean one.
Yeah, the mean one.
Yes.
So he's Simon calling in at the same time. So let's save ourselves some money, some time, and get them both on at the same time. And then we'll just move on. So we got Paula and Simon on at the same time. And Jeff said in listening back to it, like the tone of it is very different back then than it is now.
It's like flirty friendly. You'll hear it. Huh. Flirty friendly is, it seems like toward the end, it got a little caustic friendly.
Okay.
But this one's nice.
I said this was Paula Abdul. She was booked, and then Simon was booked on the show. Also, they overlapped, so we put them on together, 9 years ago on The Bird Show. Hey, Paula Abdul.
Hey.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, you're a little tired, aren't you?
Oh, just a little bit.
Yeah, you are. Are you out in L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I think boy, I think you've got a hit here.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, bad, and ugly, we do. Yeah,
that's what we're calling our show today also, actually.
And I have to say, all morning we've been talking about how you pretty much were the conscience on that judging panel because, you know, you here tried to let the people down easily. You know, yeah, you didn't sing too well, but, you know, I'll get some lessons, you know, try harder. And the other guys are like, you suck.
Right.
You're awful.
Yeah, well, I just think that That's the cool part of the show is that there's three separate and distinct ways of doing constructive criticism. Mm-hmm.
Now, Paula, do you, in real true life, do you have any dislike for Simon? You can be honest with us. It's just the four of us.
You know, he would tell us if he disliked you.
Oh, I think, no, it's, what I've read is Simon thinks that there's sexual tension between us. That really just touched me.
Of course he does.
I don't know what dream he is having. I seriously don't know.
So how many of these, did you have to sit through every single audition?
Pretty much so. We went for the past month. We've been traveling all around the country, I believe 8 or 9 cities, and listened to hundreds, if not thousands.
Would you say the majority were bad or the majority were good?
I would say there was a good percentage that was just bad. There was a larger percentage that was good, but not above average.
Mm-hmm. And you're really looking for a superstar here. Even some of the train wrecks were great to watch. I'd say the line to me, though, was the crying. When Simon was so mean, he made women cry, and some guys cry, too. Mm-hmm. Was there anything going on between you and Simon that we didn't see on camera? Like, were you chewing him out a little bit more aggressively?
Ask him if his arm has a permanent bruise or if his left or right leg, given on any city, if you're sitting to the right or left of me, has a permanent dent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I can appreciate his candor and being brutally honest, but it's, you know, it's brutally honest according to Simon. Just because Simon is brutally honest, it's his truth. Mm-hmm. You know, there were plenty of times that both myself and Randy Jackson would completely disagree, but, you know, it's just, it's the way he feels, not necessarily the way we are, and as you can see, there's so much going on, and to fit it into it an hour or so is difficult.
Well, this is kind of cool for us because Simon is here now also, Paula. Hey, Simon.
Hi, Bert.
Hey, we've got Paula.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Is that Miss Abdul?
Yeah, that's Miss Abdul right there.
This girl is haunting me across America. This is the girl who used to claw outside my bedroom door begging to be let in at night.
Oh, my God.
Admit it, Abdul.
You wish, Simon.
Yeah, you admit it, darling. You're going to have to give way eventually. Yeah.
Oh, you're back in America, please.
No, I'm not. I'm in London.
You are?
Yeah.
Is that enough mileage between the two of you?
We haven't even started yet, but I've got stories about this girl.
Really? I can't wait to hear them.
Hey, Simon, Paula was telling us that she put a couple of really deep marks in both of your arms.
Do you know, I swear to you, but I came out of this show black and blue. This girl has very, very sharp elbows.
Was there ever a time there, and Paula, we know you got to take off in a second. Simon, was there ever a time there where you just really felt like going, Paula, you know, you just can't be that nice to these people.
Oh, permanently.
Yeah.
I always said that to me.
Permanently. I used to shake her at the end of the day and just say, look, speak your mind. But, you know, she is a nice person.
Oh, yes, but, you know, you tried attacking me saying that I was patronizing, and I think you really got a big elbow in there.
I got a fist at that one, actually, Paula. That was actually a smack in the mouth.
Simon and Paula, you guys know that Fox has a show called Celebrity Boxing. I'm just throwing it out there. I know Fox people are probably listening. Write it down. Think about it. Mull it over. Send me a royalty check.
Yeah, I'll do it, because I'd rather take on Paula than Randy Jackson.
Hey, Paula, we're going to let you go, but Simon, don't take off anywhere, okay?
Paula, missing you already.
Oh, I miss you so much, Simon.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
Now, is it really as tough? Because, I mean, the people in this room have never gone on one of these big-time auditions.
Yeah.
But is it really as tough as you make it appear to be? I mean, are people as brutally honest as you are in an ordinary audition?
Certainly all the auditions I've ever attended, because anyone who comes to one of our auditions, as we did with American Idol, we do talk to them as a group beforehand to say, we are looking for something better than normal. Mm-hmm. If you don't like criticism, then I would suggest you leave this audition now, because we will tell you the truth.
In the overall ranking of cities that you had the auditions in, where did Atlanta fall as far as the talent comes to the other cities? Like, there was Dallas, there was Chicago, there was Seattle, Miami, New York,
L.A.
I thought Atlanta was probably second or third.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because they just had naturally good voices. There was a girl who came from Atlanta who I think I described as not having the X factor, but the Z factor. Mm-hmm. I thought she was sensational.
I think that was Tamira, probably.
Yeah. Really, really good. And what was also good about Atlanta was is that there was a lot of enthusiasm from the people compared to, say, L.A., you know, which was a bit flat.
Oh, and they're so arrogant out there, too.
Well, I think they're too used to going to auditions. Yeah. In Atlanta, they were genuinely excited, and I think that was good for us.
Yeah. Well, Simon, it's been great talking to
you.
Well,
likewise.
Congratulations on what I really think is going to be a big hit, man.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And can we talk to you a bunch of times throughout the
year? Yeah, whenever you want. I'm going to be there for the next 3 months on and off. So, you know, whenever you want to do something, you know, I'll be delighted to.
Excellent.
As long as I'm not in hiding.
we'll let you know next time Paul is on with us.
Okay, cool.
You take care, Simon.
Good to talk to you all.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.